is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's up, everybody? It's Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Art.
Hello.
And Mike.
Hi.
And this is our Thanksgiving Foods Worst to First episode. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're getting in the spirit of things. And as Movember is nearing its close, this is the last week, ladies and gentlemen. We're recording this, of course, the week before Thanksgiving. And we're at about a 3 week in our mustache growing from Movember. Please donate to us. Go to mobro.co/mastersofnone if you haven't donated yet.
Oh, hey, bro.
.co. Go there, please. Donate to us. We never ask you guys for shit. So fucking hook it up for once. All right.
Yeah, man.
Seriously, donate a few bucks. So here's where we're at right now. We just saw Art for his first time, and Art's got just a super creepy handlebar mustache.
It's fantastic.
I'm super creepy, Rob Lowe.
Yeah, you are. Super creepy, Art. Art Lowe.
You guys do this podcast. I'm going to go watch people swim at our pool.
I realized after I shaved like the rest of my beard, I had a full beard till like yesterday, which was just horrible and gray and like just sticking out like a chia pet.
Yeah, mine's hurting too.
It was terrible. So I just kind of buzzed the rest of my face with like a one, and then I'm going to shave probably tomorrow. But I realized afterwards, like, the hair comes up like so high on the cheeks, like towards the eye. I could have did a crazy ass, like, go all the way down and then all the way like back up, like almost to my eyeballs, like a weird.
Oh, Jesus. Belly.
And then I realized I could have also did a good one to where like it really like does the U down and back up.
Yeah.
Like, I could have did that pretty well. But I have, like, a weird, like, spot where it kind of just stops. Like, in, I don't know. It got kind of at the end of where the mustache is now. It's just kind of like a weird, like, little dead spot.
Everybody has that. Everybody has that spot somewhere on their face. Yeah.
Mine's the top of my head.
Look at your mustache. I just zoomed in the picture, and I really seen it really big for the first time. Holy shit.
Oh, that is ridiculous, Art.
You look like somebody's uncle, and like you know what you look like? You look like if we had to portray you in a movie 20 years older, like that's what we would do. We would just take you and put a mustache on you and be like, yep, that's Art at 40.
Right here.
Looks so fake. That looks completely fake. That looks you wearing a bad disguise.
You look like you should be working at Cabela's right now.
Yeah, you want that deer pellet over there? Aisle 9. By the way, we have shotgun pellets on sale, $2.99. Aisle 9.
Yeah.
All right. And Mike, you're still completely haven't shaved yet till this point?
Yeah, if you can see, I got. See that? There you go.
Yeah, check out, go to the show page or go to the Facebook page and you'll see the 3 week progress picture.
Yes.
So Mike's just still in full grizzly mode.
I'm still in full, and it's getting pretty bad at this point, as far as it's itching so much. And I don't know what do you think I should shave out? I was thinking about the Tony Stark.
Yes.
I was also thinking about maybe like the Wes Bentley future beard from, what the fuck's it called? Hunger Games.
I don't know what that is. Queer.
But the, okay.
Do
so
the,
Tony Stark.
Tony
My name's
Stark,
Jay, yeah. Not mocking Jay.
You should do.
Soundboard? Where? Yeah.
The perfect response to that, Mike, would have been, stop mocking Jay.
Oof.
That would have been the best. Edit that in. Just edit that in.
All right. Yeah.
Do you say it now?
Sure.
And then
stop
in.
Mocking, Jay. Pause.
Oh.
Pause for laugh.
Nice one,
good one. I'm at the point where I just shaved. I took a. I've been going full grizzly, and my beard is just awful. It's like a half inch, so it's just sticking out, like straight out. It's like just a chia face.
Yeah.
And it's just all gray and shitty. So yeah, like I said, I think I said before, I took the buzzard, everything but the mustache and the soul patch. So I'm going Zappa with mine.
Nice.
Going like down to the corner of the lips and as big a soul patch as humanly possible. It looks like a doormat. So that's where I'm headed. And I'm going to shave probably tomorrow. I'll be shaved for the 3 week picture. We'll put that up on what, Thursday of the week before you're hearing this. Nice. So yeah, Mike, you know what you should do, dude. And if you really want to win one of those sweet prizes from Blue Point,
kinda I would to go do
Charlie Chaplin.
Ooh, that's guts. Oof. That's some guts.
I guarantee you'll win something.
Yeah.
Ballsiest mustache.
I'll win something. Hopefully hospital bills.
Win some ballsy coleslaw.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, we got to give a little quick shout out to where Mike's recording this.
Yeah, the new studio/home.
Yeah, I'm actually in my bedroom right now. This is my gigantic master bedroom, and it's filled with nothing but baby shit. Well, nice. Not baby shit, but baby stuff.
And Mike's alone in his new house in the creepy dark, and there's a window right behind him that we're just going to be scarily watching for a creepy clown and break through it and grab Mike by the...
Oop.
There's nothing in this house either. Everything's clear because they're still.
So he thought
they're still painting, and
the podcast is coming from inside the house. I'm drinking a Blue Point Oktoberfest, and damn, is it good!
Nice. I'm drinking a Skip Hop Wet Dry Bag.
Don't mind Art, that's just what he got me. That was a gift. Thank you, Art, by the way, for my Skip Hop Lip Lop.
Furganaga
rape allegation.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a the Hoptical Illusion Wet Hop IPA. I got a bomber. I figured fuck it. I'm drinking the whole goddamn thing.
Where'd you get that? The store?
No, this is one of the ones that we took.
Oh, you got that one, yeah. I got the pale ale.
That's okay. Mine.
Nice. No, your case is in my brand new garage.
It's a new beer.
It's a new garage. Or car hole.
Car hole. Toasted lager for me.
Nice. All right, let's get to this then. This is Thanksgiving foods, worst to first. I think we all have different numbers. I got our traditional 8.5 because it is
too.
Thanksgiving. Do you?
Yeah.
All right, how many do you have, Mike?
I have 10.
Oh, Jesus. So you better start then.
Okay.
So what's your worst?
Worst is Fruit Cup.
What? Fruit Cup?
Exactly. That's why I think I have 10.
Soup kitchen?
No, dude. This is Fruit Cup. This is like the fruit.
Is this at the kids' table?
No.
I hate those Capri Suns, man. I can't get the straw in.
I know this is kind of like...
always throwing food at me.
This is kind of like an older tradition, I guess, maybe for like, you know, my grandparents did this where the first thing that you got was like a, you know, like a half cantaloupe or whatever filled with other fruit. You never got that?
It's actually his grandfather's athletic supporter with a couple of cherries in it.
It's a bedpan.
A lot of hair.
It's terrible.
It smelled awful.
It's absolutely terrible.
Fruit cup.
I hate both of you.
That's a new one to me.
All right.
You move
What's
on to
number apples? Nine.
My number nine is in the same family, cranberry sauce.
Okay, that's a traditional one.
Cranberry sauce, because it's fruit. It's the same fucking thing.
Plastic container?
Cranberry sauce is like...
comes in an old shoe.
It's like...
my grandpa's spectacle case.
You only have cranberry sauce once a year, and even then it's like a garnish. Like you usually use it to kind of... you know, sprinkle in some flavor into your stuffing or your...
Now, do you go... This cranberry sauce is my number 6.
Okay.
My number 8.
It's your number 8. Yeah, see, it can go either way. It could be really awesome if it's homemade Or it could be that shitty stuff that like still has the ridges of the can.
I see
like, around it.
I kind of almost prefer that kind.
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah,
some people do.
I'm some but people.
Now they even like the ridges are fake. Like the can is just flat.
Really?
And they like put the fake ridges into the big globby cylinder of cranberry sauce.
Fake ridges.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you like the ones with the
fake ridge factory
in them, or just the gel?
Oh, what are you doing? Actual fruit?
No, like you know, you can get the ones.
Yeah, you can get
like
the ones with the cranberries in there.
Or just all that's, jelly.
Yeah, that's more. That's more. That's more like jam than cranberry sauce.
Nah, I think
it's more marmalade.
Cranberry sauce.
It's more
marmalade. It's a hybrid of a fruit cup and a cranberry sauce. You could go out, play 18 holes on it, and get stoned to the bejesus. I don't know. I don't like the stuff. My wife digs it, too. She's like, it ain't cranberry sauce unless I can slice it and throw it across the room like a Frisbee.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because it's a cylinder, dude. You just slice it, and it's just a perfect, like, hockey puck. You can literally like you don't slice it like that when you get it out of the can. You gotta get it out completely. The trick is to open both ends of the can, so otherwise it doesn't slide out in a perfect can sized, you know, cylinder of cranberry.
Yeah.
And then you slice it just straight down the line like a loaf of bread, and everyone gets their little saucer of freaking cranberry sauce, their little disc, and you play air hockey with it. I don't know. Some people prefer that. I like the real stuff. I can't go with the fake shit. It's gross.
All right. What about eights? We're on eights now.
Well, we have 8.5, right? You have an 8.5, Art?
Yes.
Right, what's your 8.5?
My 8 was cranberry sauce. My 8.5 was, I guess everyone loves this. This was never a tradition in our house, was the green bean casserole.
Yeah, with the crispy onions on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my number 5.
4.
I dig that.
Well, 4? Kinda. Well, I'll explain.
For me, in high school and college, I was working at a grocery store, and I remember if we ran out, like people would want to like cut my head off, be like, "What do you mean you don't have those things?" Like, oh, just because I know people order them, you know, just for Thanksgiving and in general. But I was just like, people thought it was like the end of the world if they didn't have it. Like, well, you know what? If you came in 3 days before Thanksgiving, you could have had it, but coming the day before, you're out of luck. So. Yeah.
You know what? If you came in any other day of the year, we would have had plenty.
Right.
Nobody eats those otherwise. Those crispy onion things and that like paper like jar thing, little plastic lid. They make for great drums, though.
One year, I kept on telling people to use Funyuns. That didn't go so well.
Put a little Funyun in your Thanksgiving.
Fugees and Funyuns.
There's something about it. It's just that weird. It's just like mush underneath with like the mushroom rice or the mushroom cream of mushroom.
What?
String beans, right? And then the top is all the crispity, crunchity onions.
Mike, say wait, this stuff comes on top of a fruit cup?
That's the worst. That's the worst any casserole I've ever heard of.
That's what it is. That's how we do it. What's yours? What's your ingredients?
It's the green beans, the crispy onions and stuff, but mushroom sauce. Ew. No,
it's cream of mushroom in the middle. What's it? It's just what? Green beans just with crispy onion on top?
No, with like a cream sauce, not the cream of mushroom. Ew.
That's what the cream sauce is, sir.
No, it's not. Not mine.
It is.
Mine's more of like a cheesy cream.
Cheesy
yeah.
cream?
Yeah, it's like cheese.
Good call, Bobby Flay. Nice description.
it's sultry.
It's sultry. It's not ballsy coleslaw.
It's
ballsy coleslaw. Sultry casserole.
Fantastic is what it is.
Yeah. Some people put mushrooms or they put cream of mushroom soup in there.
Yeah, see, that's what I just said.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to comment on what you said. Yeah, I agree. A lot of people would always, that was always the display. You had the cranberry sauce on one shelf and then it was those onions and then it was the cream of mushroom soup mix.
That's stupid.
I think Mike just doesn't know. He's just been eating it the whole time, not realizing it was cream and mushroom soup.
I don't like mushrooms, so I wouldn't eat it.
I don't like it either.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if you can tell, this is the most comfortable I've ever been for your podcast. I'm like laying
just
down.
You alone with beer and a microphone.
Oh, this is amazing. And I'm laying down. It's great.
Yeah.
And the creepy clown.
Yeah. Guess what? Enjoy it now.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, a few months.
I know. Yeah. That fucking kid.
All right. My number 8.5 is, I put this at 8.5 because technically it's not, I guess, part of the dinner.
Yeah.
and, you know, in usual 8.5 fashion, it's a midget.
Is it?
Midgets, just not a good part of Thanksgiving dinner.
That never happened.
All right, now pumpkin pie.
Well, that's a dessert, though.
Right, but it is kind of traditional Thanksgiving food. That's why I put it at 8.5, because I didn't know if it could technically qualify. But it's a Thanksgiving food, I'm going to say. Part of the dinner, dessert, I don't know.
See, I left desserts out of my thing, because there's a couple
fancy
desserts.
Fancy pants boy over there.
Yeah, I got 10 fucking food items, and one of which is a fruit cup, so fuck you.
Yeah, that's more of like a...
Pumpkin is a fruit.
True, very true.
Yeah, I don't know. I despise pumpkin pie. It's like,
me too. Oh, it's
like
gross.
Digging into like a loaded baby diaper. It's just fucking gross. The texture is disgusting. It's like a pumpkin had diarrhea to a crusty bowl. It's disgusting.
I've actually had a fondness for pumpkin pie over the past couple of years. I fucking love it now.
Really?
Yeah. Never used to like it. Now I love it.
Like it at all. Weirdly though, I love pumpkin bread. Go figure.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are you guys all about pumpkin beers stuff?
I don't like pumpkin beers for the most part. Some of them are right, but generally don't like them.
All right, my number 8 is a salad.
Okay.
You know, you usually have the salad course before you have the main course?
No.
Yeah, see, you guys don't do fucking Thanksgiving right, man. I'm telling you right now.
So there's a fruit cup course. There's a
fruit cup, then
cup
a salad, then the
fireworks. Then there's fireworks.
Yes. Then there's a cheese course.
The salad is served in an old female ice skate.
A single plum floating in perfume served in a man's hat.
I kind of miss, like, back in the day, we used to do, like, the Italian-style one. So there'd be turkey and, like, lasagna or whatever. Yeah. Or that was always fun.
A little meat, a little sausage, a little wine. Yeah. You get a little wine.
I'd just be like, fuck all this turkey shit. Just give me the lasagna.
Yeah.
Right up to that.
Yep. All right, what's your 7s?
Salad, yeah. Salads generally are not very fun.
It's a salad. It's, you know, having in the beginning. Sometimes people get...
It's a bag of salad.
Michael Corleone did this. Michael Corleone did that.
It's prisms. Kids can look at the bag of glass.
My number 8. What's your 8, Art? Did you say it already?
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. My number 8 is gravy.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah. Gravy is horrible.
Gravy is my number 3.
What?
Yep.
Isn't gravy a condiment?
It's a staple food.
Come on. You serious?
Yes. Gravy is number 3.
Wait, am I serious or Mike serious?
No, I meant Art. Oh. How do you think gravy is not part of the Thanksgiving dinner?
No, it's a condiment. Is that really a food?
You're a condiment.
I like to live in one of those.
A cross between a condo and a tenement. Just a shitty condo.
Yes.
Condiment. Yeah, gravy's gross. It's just like, how do we make turkey better? Let's just dump some fat on it. There you go. Now turkey's delicious. It's horrible. It's just like a way to cover up the poor cooking. It's terrible. It serves no purpose.
It's terrible.
I'm all about like the juice from the turkey itself.
Oh, the au jus?
Yeah. But the gravy, ugh, awful. Like it's horrible. You're just pouring on badness.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
This is where I get off the podcast.
I'm leaving. This is it. I'm going to bed.
Go ahead. Defend gravy,
dude. Fucking gravy is you can literally throw it on the entire plate. You just
don't even say put it on the mashed potatoes.
Put it on a mashed.
You just ruin the mashed potatoes.
Put it on everything. Put it on a fucking goddamn cranberry sauce. It's gonna taste better.
Put it on your fruit cup.
I put it all over my fruit cup. I put it all over your fruit cup, little fruit cup.
Hello.
Hey, you want to get together there, Morgan Spurlock, or what? What do you want to fucking do, huh?
My shift's over at Cabela. Sure.
Mike is actually served. I have an old toy boat.
Oh yeah, say that 3 times fast.
It's an old toy of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Dude, gravy fucking rules, man. You can put it on everything, you can put on everything but the turkey. Like seriously, it's
what an open face club sandwich.
Oh, open face.
What about an open wound?
Yep, you can fill that up.
Gravy on it.
It's like spackle.
Rub some dirt on it.
Gravy on it. Yeah, gravy is the shits.
All right, oh, Art. It's great.
All right, 7.
Where's wait. Art, wait. Do you have gravy on your list or no?
No, it's a condiment.
It's not a condiment. It doesn't come in a fucking tube that you squeeze like a goddamn ketchup bottle?
It comes in a can.
Condiments don't come in cans.
You know what comes in a can? Homeless people.
Yeah. Get it?
The soundboard hasn't made it to the new house yet.
No, it's just really far away from my finger, and I don't want to go find it. I'm laying down right now. I'm relaxed.
It's like in one of his, like, what is that?
This is a Papazon.
A Papazon.
A Padawan?
That's the only reason I knew that is because Nicole, this is Nicole's. She said it. I've never sat in one of these before ever in my life.
For those of you scoring at home, that's one of those big round chairs teenage girls had in their bedroom in the 80s.
Yep. That's exactly what my wife did. Perfect.
All right. Number seven?
Seven, yes. Sweet potatoes for me.
Low for you, huh?
Yeah.
That's my number three, but I'm talking about the ones with the marshmallows on top. You guys know those?
Oh, yeah. Aren't those technically candied yams?
Well, I guess that's what I mean then.
Yeah.
Aren't yams and sweet potatoes the same thing?
They're the same thing, but they're prepared a little bit differently. And yams usually come with the marshmallows on top, hence the candied yams.
Well, candied yams then is my number three.
Oof.
That's so, awesome. Are you kidding me? That's like the polar opposite of the green bean casserole. It's like that times a million.
Now, like why is
the mushy bottom that's good and the top that's even better?
Why is that not a dessert?
Candied yams?
Yeah.
Because it's potatoes.
Art turned into an old Jewish woman for a second. Cause it's potatoes.
He has the same mustache too.
I got a goiter.
All right, how long have you had that ridiculous handlebar mustache? And that's not a handlebar. What is it? The Fu Manchu?
It's I don't know. Yes. I don't know what it is. It's the Spurlock.
The Morgan Spurlock. You really do look exactly like Morgan Spurlock.
It's really funny.
You should walk around and just have like your kids follow you with a camera.
Eating McDonald's all day.
Yeah, how long have you had that for real?
I shaved it this past Friday night. Right.
So you're rocking a solid half a week with that bad boy.
Oh yeah.
What kind of reactions have you gotten from A, your family, and B, strangers?
My family, my daughter's like, "What are you doing?" My wife's like, "That's insane. Please shave it." And then complete strangers are like, walk on the other side of the road. They see me coming. They point, they laugh.
You do look like one of the motorcycle gang members from Another 48 Hours.
Someone threw sand dust at me.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
But isn't that the whole point? You got to look bad?
I guess.
I do that really good.
Jay's like, I guess, but not that bad.
All right, where were we on this list here?
Gravy
condiments. Well, Mike was saying sweet potatoes, so go ahead and tell us about the sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are my seven, only because they're just, you know, they're okay. I'm not saying they're terrible. I'm just saying they're not better than anything else on this list.
They're my seven too.
So now you're talking like a straight up sweet potato. Did you hear that? A little birdie just blew by. Are you talking about straight up like a sweet potato, like in the skin, where you like slice it open and throw the butter and maybe some brown sugar?
No, not a baked sweet potato. How's it served? Like mashed sweet potatoes.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Isn't that just yams?
No.
Mashed yams? No.
No. I think
so. Like someone bakes them, then scoops them out, and then mashes them together. How does it work? I'm curious.
Yeah, you peel a sweet potato, and then you mash it.
Before it's cooked?
No. Well, no. Yeah, before and after.
Well, you peel some of it before, some of it after.
No, you peel all of it, right? And then you mash it. You mash it up as
you
fine
boil
as you can.
Then
and
you then mash you... it?
I don't fucking know. I don't cook anything for Thanksgiving. I just eat it all. I don't know how anything's prepared. It's just mashed sweet potatoes. Sure.
Someone
sit down and it shows up.
That's exactly what my Thanksgiving consists of.
The women do the cooking.
The women, I'll do the sewing. The sewing. The women.
Are you trying to watch Cinderella already? Like, what's that?
Leave the sewing to the women.
All right. What's your number seven, Art?
It was sweet potatoes.
Oh, shit, bro.
My number seven is...
But it's got to be the skin on half of it.
Oh, wait a minute. I get it. This is an extension of the weird way that Jay eats snack cakes. It's the weird way that he eats Thanksgiving dinner. So you have to peel a part of the mashed potato and stuff it in the asshole of the turkey before you can snort it like a cocaine shot.
What?
Do you guys like those KFC bowls? Jay probably wouldn't, where like there's gravy everywhere.
There is
KFC
gravy
failure everywhere. Bowl.
Yeah.
I want to open a chain of restaurants called Gravy Everywhere.
Gravy right next everywhere. To the Ninja Petting Zoo.
Speaking of which, we gotta get the Teespring going on.
What?
We should set up. Graham made an awesome logo that I don't even think we put up anywhere yet.
Oh, the Ninja Petting Zoo, yeah.
For Ninja Petting Zoo. But I think it needs to say Masters of None somewhere. But sure. There's a website called teespring.com, TEESpring.com.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a Kickstarter for t-shirts. So you upload your design, you set how long you want, and if you get enough orders to make it, you set whatever your thing wants to be, then they make the shirts.
Dude, let's do it.
So let's
do it tomorrow. That? Yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
All right. So we'll do it an addendum to the beginning of the show, and you can say what the address is. So it'll be on teespring.com. I'll put the link up. Ninja Petting Zoo t-shirts. We'll do like a 2-week campaign. That way there'll be 2 weeks. People can get them before Christmas.
I love it. That? I love it.
All right. So get your Masters of None Ninja Petting Zoo teespring.com t-shirt.
And we'll say, you want to say some of the proceeds go to our mustache raising money thing?
Yeah, sure. We'll give Graham a couple bucks for designing the logo, and then the rest of the money will go to our Movember campaign.
Love it.
Even though it'll be over by then.
Yep. But that's fine.
And then when March Madness happens, we'll post that shirt up against Partial Arts.
Partial Arts. Yeah.
There you go.
Brackets Love of brackets. It.
All right. Where were we? Oh, my number 7.
Yeah, you're 7.
Turkey.
What?
Yeah. Don't like turkey.
You are such a hipster. That is such a fucking hipster thing to say about Thanksgiving.
No, I've never
Take
liked
off your
turkey.
Glasses, Jay.
Yeah.
It probably comes from having the like Italian Thanksgivings when I was a kid, because I got lasagna there. That's my favorite food. If I got lasagna and a turkey,
all right,
turkey sucks. It's generally dry and just boring. And there's nothing going on. There's like hardly any flavor to it. Unless like you got some kind of like master genius doing like the fried thing with the injections of all the flavors and shit. It's like ham's boring older brother. It's just terrible. It's a turkey. It's bland. It's generally dry. It's hard to cook it right. It takes forever.
So your argument is the fact that you don't like turkey because you'd rather have something that you can get literally any other day of the fucking year.
You could have turkey any day of the year if you wanted to.
Not that kind of turkey where you actually take a full turkey, put it in the oven, cook it for like all day,
you
baste it in its own
anytime,
juices.
Mike. You know
yeah, those pre-made shits, those are shit.
What are you talking about? You can go buy a turkey any day of the year.
No, not like a not like a turkey, not like a giant butterball turkey and cook it for 6 hours or however long they fucking cook it for.
If you put a turkey, full big turkey, in your oven and it's not November, the oven just completely shuts off.
Exactly. There's no turkeys have every concept of time and calendar.
No. I disagree with all that.
Where's turkey on your list?
Spoiler alert.
Number one?
Yes.
What?
Mine's number two, motherfucker. Turkey.
It's so overrated.
Turkey.
I love the skin, man.
Turkey's the best.
The skin. Ew.
You don't like the skin?
No. All right, white meat or dark meat?
Both, man.
Oh, shit.
I regulate every shade.
Regulate. Hey, you motherfucker. Dude, not to mention, like, the glorious cold turkey sandwiches that you make for yourself later.
That's better.
That's oh better. Fuck you! You can't have one without the other. That's bullshit.
Here's, you know what's awesome is the
Thanksgiving sandwich. I can have a sandwich whenever I want.
The sandwich with everything on it is the bomb.
Hipster table two, please.
I've never liked turkey. It's always been like almost the worst part.
Instead of the kids' table, we have the hipster table.
Yeah.
Oh man, turkey.
I knew the Pilgrims before they were cool.
I'll tell you, I eat the least amount of all the foods is turkey on my plate. Tiny bit of white meat.
Terrible.
Just
racist.
For,
fucking
just
racist.
For Indians. Just for all my dead red homies. And that's it. I pour a little out on the floor.
Red Dead Redemption.
Out on the floor.
Pour a little gravy on the floor.
Pour a little out from my, what are they called? The little Indian kids.
Your Chippewas? I don't know. Your squaws?
Squaws, yeah. I'm a dead squaws. But yeah, I've been taking advantage of like a lot of places are serving the Thanksgiving sandwich now, as I like to call it.
Yeah, Thanksgiving wrap.
It's fucking great. Even Quick Check's got one right now.
Yep.
Pretty good. It's pretty solid. They serve it on a pretzel bread too. It's even more the bomb. So yeah, turkey, number 7 for me.
Wow. That is just, ugh. I can't wait to see Fruit Cup at the top of your list.
Number 6, Mike.
6 is mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Again.
Number 4.
Again.
Number 2.
Wow, really? I just put it there just because it's, again, it's not like I don't like mashed potatoes. I actually really love mashed potatoes. And sometimes, you know, people do interesting things to it. Either they put like chives in it or, you know, make it a little spicy or like wasabi mashed potatoes. Wow. Oof, those are fantastic. Yeah, dude. Good stuff. But, you know, there's other stuff that's better. That's all.
And it's available year-round for the most part. Like, you can always have mashed potatoes.
That are like lasagna. Good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mashed potatoes!
6.
But yeah, I'm down with the mashed potatoes. That's my number 4.
All right.
Number 2.
My mashed potatoes with a little bit of sea salt sprinkled on top.
Hipster salt.
Sea salt.
Hipster salt. I only use Himalayan pink sea salt.
And you use sugar in the raw in your coffee?
Comes from the sweat of Mount Everest Sherpas. The best, you guys. Whole Foods, aisle 4.
This top sea salt shelf. Sea salt, yep. Only came from the set of the movie Jaws.
Art, your number 6.
My number 6 is rolls. You gotta have rolls, no for matter rolls. What.
Yo, dinner rolls, number 5 for me. Dinner rolls / cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, do you guys have cornbread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't we got some with. Got some soul in my fucking Thanksgiving shit.
That's like a New England thing from what I hear. Is that right, Art?
Canadian
New
too.
New England, Canada.
Yeah.
Do funny. You guys really have cornbread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up cornbread? Like
straight up.
Straight up, now tell me.
I'm talking like not cornbread.
Straight cornbread, homie.
Straight cornbread, homie. Yeah, Nicole makes it every year.
Interesting.
It's really good.
I didn't bother putting rolls on my thing. I've never had cornbread at Thanksgiving.
Here's the other thing too.
Awesome.
We'll go this. Art, since you're a cornbread lover, myself and dinner rolls. What kind of dinner rolls what kind of dinner rolls does your family get?
It depends. I love those ones that they would just come out right around Thanksgiving. You kind of put a little butter on top of them, you put them in the oven. They almost look like little mushrooms.
Yeah, like just the tops.
Yeah, there's the tops.
Yeah, bro, yep.
Want those biscuits? Because I dig a biscuit, like those pre-made like Pillsbury biscuits that you just...
Pillsbury biscuits?
Yeah. Those are awesome. You slice them in half, a little butter, super melty.
Your family ever do croissants, Art? That's another thing. That's like another like little treat.
Deli rolls that have dill in them.
Dill?
Yeah.
Dill. Dilly rolls?
No, never done that.
That's weird.
That'll rock your Thanksgiving with your fruit cup. Try it.
Or we'll also rock the, you know, Italian bread and olive oil with a little pepper.
That's
that too. That's a good one too.
With your lasagna.
That's Jay's family.
Italian bread is the shit.
Yeah. The fucking dinner roll is number 5 on my list. I love that's your number 6?
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Make mine at all. Number 6.
5.
Yeah, my 6 was cranberry sauce. Number 5 to you, Mike?
5, I said dinner roll / cornbread.
Okay, my number 5 was the green bean casserole with the crispy onions on top. What's your 5, Art?
Corn.
Corn. Didn't make my list.
I'm a traditionalist, man. I call it maize.
That was beautiful. That was poetic, even. See, all right, so...
It's the mustache.
You both said... You said green beans, that was your last one, and Art just said corn... Mine, I lump them all into one, which is the vegetable side. You usually have one vegetable side, and it's either
one
the green...
boring, plain veggie.
Yeah. Usually it's the green bean casserole or the corn. You can either get the regular corn, the cream corn. Some people do the cream corn with jalapenos. Fucking phenomenal. Also, as a vegetable side, broccoli with cheese. Melted cheese over top. Mmm. Cream spinach, and also really, really, really good one.
I love that,
side.
But I don't think I've ever had... cream spinach served that wasn't from Boston Market in my life.
Really? Cream spinach. Actually, no, homemade once, cream actually. Spinach is amazing.
I did have it once actually recently in the last couple weeks, and it wasn't nearly as good as Boston Market.
So
I was like, this is not cream spinach.
It's because they put an addictive chemical that makes you crave it fortnightly, smartass. My number four was the vegetable side, so that kind of like encompasses all of that. Because usually you just get one.
How could you like a boring veggie over mashed potatoes, though?
That's because you can always spice up a boring veggie with something. Like I said, I really like the green bean casserole with the onion crumbles. I love that.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's just not a plain veggie. That's its own thing, man. That's a casserole. That's a dish.
Yeah, but it's veggie heavy, veggie centric.
It's always like the veggie is like always the most leftover thing. There's always just like one big bowl of corn. Like,
oh yeah, no, I'll eat the corn. Corn
gets has like half a teaspoon. Yeah, yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, corn's good enough.
No, that's why you get pounds of corn.
You get to jazz up your corn. Like I said, throw a little jalapeno in that.
Hands.
A little jazz hand corn.
Jazz hand corn. Yeah, my five was the green beans with the crispy onions. So my four is mashed potatoes.
Art, four?
Four for me was, people kind of say it's yams or whatever, but squash.
Squash?
What? Squash is not yams at all.
All right, fine. Then squash. Well, no, it's what kind of people, the same consistency.
What people say squash are yams?
You know, a lot of people call it yams, but Windex.
You know.
Orange consistency, same thing.
You know, it's just like yams, but it's AIDS.
Right?
AIDS, yams.
You may know it as grid. I'm old school.
Honey, I've got yams.
You might want to get tested for yams. Fucking Tim, where do we go? Where did this go
it's
from?
Okay. It's all about Ebola now. Magic Johnson's lived with yams for like 15 years now. He's okay.
Not wait. AIDS has four letters. Yams has four letters.
Y-A-M-S. Your ass means shit.
Wow, that was quick.
Thanks.
That was good.
Not quite as good as it could have been if I'd take another 30 seconds.
That's funny.
All right, fine. So they're different, but squash. Put a little of brown sugar.
Okay. It took that squash. Much for him to admit that squash is different from yams. All right, you convinced me. Squash is not the same as yams. People don't say that.
It's funny. All right, here you go.
I still hold my guns, bro, just for the podcast sake and time sake. Bye. But a little syrup.
Syrup. What?
It's brown sugar and some butternut squash. You're ready to rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah. Try it.
It's maple syrup?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Canadian. So Canadian.
Yeah.
Maple syrup and what did you say?
Brown
little
sugar.
Little brown sugar, little maple syrup with some butternut squash. There you go. Just mash it up. There you go.
Everything has to be mashed on Thanksgiving. I think because, yep. I think because you we usually invite our old people back to eat with us.
But it's essentials.
Isn't squash usually like just like squash and nutmeg?
No.
No?
No, that's yams. Yeah.
My wife makes a very good spaghetti squash.
Oh, we had that like a couple weeks ago. Spaghetti squash is the bomb.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's dope. That's like nature's miracle. That shit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You could put it with squash. Anything.
Yeah.
It's freaking really awesome. And it just never ends.
Nope.
Which is amazing. You just keep scraping it. Like, you think it's done. Like, now there's just skin left. You scrape it again. Oh, my God. Here's another pound of spaghetti squash in here. It's insane.
It's very good.
It's like when a magician pulls that streamer out of his mouth. It just never ends. That spaghetti squash.
Or you think you do? Have you ever had spaghetti squash?
Yes.
You ever think with, you think that with middle maple syrup and brown sugar? You think that'd be good?
They're all the same family. Why not?
Yeah. Sweet, man. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Where are we? Number three?
Yeah.
To Mike?
Mine was gravy. Gravy at three.
Boo. My number three was the candied yams. Why is that funny? Candied squash? It's AIDS with marshmallows melted on top of it. Some people say it's the same thing.
I don't know why I find that so funny, but it do. Oh, shit. All right. Sorry. Art.
Go it's ahead. All good.
Go ahead.
Stuffing.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about stuffing, shall we?
Let's.
Stuffing is my number dose.
Number one.
Oh shit.
Oh, snap.
Winner here.
Hell yeah.
Stuffing is awesome.
Whew. Stuffing is great. Now, very, very, very important question though.
Sausage or non-sausage?
Yeah, with anything like hard in it, like either like sausage Hams? Or kidney beans or anything like that.
It's kidney beans. No. Yeah. No. I could go either way. Sausage, no sausages. I think the real question is in bird or not in bird.
Not in bird.
Out of bird?
Yeah.
But the in bird is so moist and juicy.
Ah, moist.
And dangerous. There's an element of danger.
There is an element of danger.
That's awesome.
You're just eating ass. You're just fucking turkey. You're just tossing a turkey salad in front of your entire family.
But
enjoy.
The payoff is amazing.
Like most pornos, the payoff is fantastic.
Stuffing. I mean, it's hard to fuck it up unless you cook it too much and you dry it all out. But
yeah.
Even then, it's still pretty
gravy. Gravy, yeah, fucking
make
it
a little gravy to it. Bring it right back.
Clear
in all its forms. There's so many ways to make it. There's so much stuff you could throw in it. But
little garlic, garlic and onion. Oh,
yeah,
rye bread, whole wheat bread, cornbread, cornbread stuffing. You guys,
cornbread stuffing. Ooh, so good.
Yeah, and again, sausage, no sausage. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's the best. That, what number was that for you, Art?
3.
That was 3. What was that for you, Mike?
1.
1. So we got a 1, 2, and a 3. This is going to be hard to top, kids. But yeah, I think we're all in agreement. Stuffing.
Me and my wife were trading back like food embarrassments back and forth to each other. Like things we've eaten that we've been embarrassed that we could say we ate. And I think one of mine was an entire box of stovetop stuffing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I could see that. It's addictive, man. It's just so salty and
oh, it's so good.
It's all carbs.
I was like, I'm going to have this box of stovetop for dinner. And I just had the entire thing.
Yeah, I'll make it with anything.
Yeah.
Like spaghetti, meatballs, and stuffing. Let's have a little stuffing as a side.
Do you guys have a food embarrassment story? These were really funny. Like things you eat and where you're like, I'm really ashamed of myself that I ate that.
I've definitely eaten a whole pizza.
I ordered an entire Papa John's pizza. Asked the guy not to cut it, rolled it up like a burrito, and ate the entire thing.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. I was super stoned.
That sounds great. Like our next our food video show.
Yeah.
The whole pizza challenge.
Oh, let's do it. I'll destroy you guys.
I need a minute to think about that.
All right. You have a embarrassing food story?
I got a few. That next episode will go pretty well for all of us. But I think I sat down and ate a whole box of cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Cocoa Krispies.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I've probably eaten almost. But you know what, though? You get those skinny, like, small boxes. There's only, like, 4 bowls in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get another one for you.
I probably come close on many a Saturday morning as a kid.
A couple of non-consecutive times over the span of, like, 2 weeks, I drank syrup.
Oh. Like the whole bottle, like, elf style?
No. Not the whole bottle, but, like, a good swig. A good couple of mouthfuls.
Who do you think would win in a maple syrup chugging contest? Buddy from Elf? Or the Super Troopers guys. Actually, we should time it and see who holds the record.
That's a good one. That's a good viral video.
Right? Yeah, that's gross. How much maple syrup did you drink?
You know, probably like 3 shots worth.
Nah, that's not bad.
Nah, it was a couple of mouthfuls, but it was, you know, when you like full on squeeze it just in your mouth. That's it. Like, you know, you do whipped cream, like same type of thing.
Sure.
Whipping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like yams and eights.
So fucking, that's such a jump.
All right. So yeah, my number 2 is stuffing.
Potatoes.
Mike, is that your 2?
My two is turkey.
Your 2 is turkey. What about your 2, Art?
Potatoes.
Just regular potatoes, baked potatoes, mashed potatoes?
Any type of potato.
However, potato 3, potato 4.
Faux. My wife makes a killer, like her family has this like cheesy potatoes recipe thing. It's not a traditional thing. That's why I didn't include it.
Is it a twice baked cheese potato?
No, it's like I guess they're kind of like sliced and then cooked, but just like loaded with cheese. It's just all cheese.
Like au gratin style?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But
like just loaded with cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's good shit. They almost taste like soggy nachos.
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Holy shit. Those are like the most popular thing at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But again, not a traditional Thanksgiving.
There's
food, but special shout out to the cheese and potatoes.
Speaking of like shout out for potatoes, you ever take like red potatoes, slice them up like almost like potato chips like thinness, and then put layers of cheese on each layer and then stack it up.
Cover your naked body with it.
Yeah. And then put it on like a frying pan and then just let it cook and then flip it over and then cook it in. It's awesome.
Can't say I've done that.
Wow. That sounds really good. Those are like potato cheese Oreos.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
That sounds good though. So just potatoes for you, huh?
I'll say mashed potatoes because I'm a traditionalist.
Okay.
He calls it mashed maize.
All right. Where did you have mashed potatoes, Mike? You had like seven.
Six.
Right? Six. All right. Yeah. So that's like 2, 4, and 6. All right. So we're to our number ones.
I said turkey.
Stuffing.
I said Blue Point beer. Hey-o!
Oh, I was so thinking about doing that, too. I didn't do it. Just to be a fucking jerk.
Allow me.
Yeah. That's so funny.
A crummy ad.
drink your Ovaltine.
My number one is GoDaddy.
Masters 69. Get your domain name for just 99 cents. 69 pounds if you're in Europe, everybody.
Go get it.
GoDaddy.
That's how many pounds you'll add when you have it done with Thanksgiving. Hey.
Right? Hey. Falling asleep.
What was your number one, Art?
Turkey.
Turkey. All right. So we got a little figuring to do here.
Man. All right, so where was turkey for you, Jay?
Turkey for me and a turkey
for you.
Number seven.
Seven. Art, you had it as one?
Yes.
I had it as two. That's...
So it goes stuffing, turkey, murky.
that's like three. That like brings it to like three.
Okay, and I had stuffing at two.
Squash?
I had stuffing at one. No, Art, what was your two?
Well, if Art had stuffing higher than seven, stuffing's the winner.
Yeah, stuffing's the winner.
What'd you have it at? Your stuffing? Like
five-ish.
What? How do you not know? Don't you have the list in front of you?
I just shut off my list. I didn't save it.
I had it as one. All right, so, yeah, one. What'd you get? One,
stuffing
two, and
was
five?
Five. I'll go with five. That sounds right.
One, two, and five. Check the tape. One, two, and five. That's that's
a niner.
That's like two. That's like one or two. Yeah, I think that's I think that's right. So stuffing,
turkey.
No, turkey's three.
What's two? Then?
What's two?
Potatoes.
Dude, where's potatoes at for you?
I had mashed potatoes at four.
I had six. Two, four, six. No, that's,
evens wins.
That's four. The mashed potatoes is four.
I had candied yams at three.
Hmm.
I had squash, which is the same thing.
Art, what was your gravy? You didn't have gravy, right, at all, right?
No.
No. Shit. Oh, wait, dinner rolls. Where were our dinner rolls?
Six.
I didn't have it at all.
Five for me.
I didn't have it at all.
Yeah, no, that won't work.
I think mashed potatoes is three by default.
Yep, me too.
Potato.
So stuffing, turkey, mashed potatoes in that order.
Green beans, crispy onions at five. Candy
eight and a half.
Four. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, there you go. Stuffing, right. Turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, and
candied yams. Yams.
Nobody else said candied yams but you.
Sweet potatoes. This would be like a real Family Feud debacle.
No. I think...
Yams are the same as sweet potatoes, Steve Harvey.
I think dinner rolls beat out your candied yades. Dinner rolls always beats AIDS. It's like rock, paper, scissors. But so much better.
Yams, AIDS, dinner rolls. I love that game.
What are the signals for that?
Well, AIDS would be your dick. Your disease-ridden penis. You just whip it out.
AIDS would be a picture of Freddie Mercury. You do a mustache over your nose. Or under your nose. This is fucking stupid.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is my favorite holiday of the year. Enjoy it.
I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Maybe they had it. I think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.